Anzac girls now, with a difference. Amina Hirati Farrow is in year 11 and Iman Nufal is in year 10 at Wiley Park Girls High School, Sydney. They've just been to Turkey, and not only to Gallipoli but to a space camp. The prompt came from Jackie Slaviero, Space Camp Ambassador, and was backed by Wiley Park Principal Maureen Davis. Here they are with science teacher Murray Henstock, and we start with Jackie.
I've taken more than 100 students to Space Camp USA, and I heard there was Space Camp Turkey, so I went to Turkey, and I was the first Australian ever to go to Space Camp in Turkey, and that was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, space camps in America, you'd imagine. How come Turkey, though?
The man who owned facilities company for the Aegean Free Zone, his children went to Space Camp USA, and it was such an inspirational thing for him that he decided he wanted to open one in Turkey.
And the Turkish helped?
Yes, the Turkish government owns the Aegean Free Zone, so it's actually placed in there. You go along and there's all the industry, and then all of a sudden there's space camp sitting in the middle of it all.
The advantage, of course, is you've got all the ancient history around you, which you can explore at the same time.
Our biggest advantage is going to Gallipoli. So going not just to Turkey to see how beautiful it is and the ancient ruins, but also our really, really strong links with the Turkish people and our links with Anzac.
So you went to Maureen, the principal of the school, and you said what?
I said, Maureen, I have 12 scholarships from the Global Friendship Fund for students to go to Space Camp Turkey. Are you crazy enough to help me and come with me? Do you want to do this crazy idea? And she went, yes.
Did you?
I certainly did. What a fantastic opportunity. It's there on a plate that our girls can go to the other side of the world, experience the wonders of the world, science, maths, physics with what's in Space Camp Turkey, and Gallipoli as well. So, yes, definitely worth the go.
Before there was Turkey and Greece, the whole region, of course, was the place where some of those ideas were fostered.
Well, the days before we went to space camp, we had a tour guide who was a 70-year-old gentleman who was very knowledgeable, who brought in all of the history and talked about what came first with Istanbul, etc., with maths and the world. It was fabulous. He had all of the girls totally engaged. They didn't realise that they were walking 6 and 7 hours a day in the heat, 34-degree heat. Yes, it was extremely engaging. It was wonderful.
Persuading the parents, how did you go about that?
We put it to our parents. It's very difficult for our parents to be able to manage to get together $4,500. I believe that it's the trust that they have in myself as the principal that encouraged them to support me, and I thank them very much for that. And they all said yes, and off we went. It was wonderful.
Well, my blood gets chilled by the thoughts of bureaucracy and security and passports and all that stuff. I mean, walking around the block, let alone going to Turkey.
And how people can take more than 10 people away, it's phenomenal. Murray Henstock, the science teacher, and Jackie spent hundreds of hours on organisation, on paperwork. We met with the director on a number of occasions, making sure every piece of paper was filled in correctly, the signatures were all in the right place. We had all of the things related to water, activities, health cards, visas, the works. It was phenomenal. Hundreds and hundreds of hours goes into organising this adventure, and all credit to those two teachers for the work that they did, because if you don't have your paperwork right, once it goes to the director, then it goes to the executive director, and then it goes to the minister.
And the United Nations?
No, but the minister was the last cab off the rank, and they all approved it. And so we're very fortunate. We had to watch the travel advice for over 12 months. It didn't change for Turkey, and we pushed it, and even the travel agents were very good, because we were trying to meet deadlines and get the money together. We did a lot of fundraising, and we worked really hard at making it happen.
Well, Jackie, when you get there, what is the program?
Istanbul. You get immersed in that whole culture. But because we're Australian and the strong links we have, we're very much embraced by the Turkish people. And so from there, Gallipoli, we stayed overnight there and took the students to Anzac landing site. We went to Lone Pine. We made some film footage to use on Anzac Day, all of those things. And Ephesus, Troy, seeing the ancient ruins in real life. So when the subject selection comes up, they can say, yeah, well, I know a bit about ancient history. I might study that. Or modern history is my thing. I've seen a lot of that.
But so, what about the camp?
Oh, the space camp. Well, that's a whole massive 6 days of astronaut training, 7 simulators, observatories, planetariums, NASA astronauts visiting, many kinds of different scenarios, Mars rover operations. It's a massive program that delivered in Turkish and English. So when we were there, we were part of the global friendship group. So the students were split into groups with students from Israel, from the Golan Heights, from Greece, from Germany and America. So there were many different countries joined together. So the students, two students from Wiley Park in every single group, had to assimilate and network and become a part of that team, a global international team. So breaking down those barriers and the tolerance and the self-esteem building and the leadership, it's a massive program.
Okay, Murray, the poor science teacher who had to take these. How many did you take, Murray?
We ended up taking 10. 10 students from years 8 all the way through to year 11. All girls, totally girls' school.
And were they puzzled about why they should know about space?
One of the things that we tried to do here is also encourage a bit of interest in science and space. And luckily, we had a cross-section of girls who were already interested in science and girls who were just starting to develop their interest. So this was good.
And would you introduce me to the two students you have with you?
Today, we have brought with us, we've got Iman Nufal, who is one of our Year 10 students, and Amina Harati Farah, who is Year 11 and she's studying physics. So this was very, very relevant to what she's doing.
Year 10, okay, you went on the trip and what happened?
A lot happened. When we arrived at Space Camp, actually, it was more of you get to know who you're with, all the other countries, and then we started a lot of simulators and we got into all of that and I learned a lot.
What about the interest in space itself and engineering? Did you have any to start?
Well, I like Formula One, so when you look at engineering, I kind of go into that when you talk about engineering. But
like Formula One car racing?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
It's just so interesting. It's amazing. I don't know why. I just love it. But when it comes into engineering, yeah, it's fascinating how like a rocket is just huge and how it all has, every tiny little thing has to be put in something huge. And if one thing goes wrong, everything fails.
Okay. And what did you get from the course, just being at the camp, wandering around, talking to the astronauts and so on?
It was actually really nice to know what you could do with astronomy and rocket science and everything, all the different paths you can take to go into that field. And I have an open mind to what I might want to do right now. I could go into engineering for rockets or something like that.
So. Now, you're studying physics, are you, in year 11? How are you getting on with physics?
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favourite subjects.
How come?
It's fascinating, interesting to see the way the world works.
So you went away on this trip with some theoretical background. You knew about Newton and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And so what did it mean to you to have that same similar experience with the space camp?
It was helpful because before every simulator, we were asked questions about Newton's laws and the way that the simulators would work.
So the simulators actually had you doing what the astronauts do?
Yeah, they were copies.
They were copies, yeah. I've seen them. They're really demanding. So if you make a mistake, you crash.
Fortunately, only a few were actually controlled by us, so most of them we just got strapped in and then a switch would be turned on and then they would simulate.
Did it strike you as complicated?
Yes. I was trying to look at how they worked. There was one that was really easy. It was just a chair attached to like a suspension cable that would pull you up and take your weight.
And what about the rest of the Turkish surroundings with the ancient history? Were you into that as well?
Oh yeah, I love history. For the ancient ruins, they have marble, granite and gold, so much structuring put into the buildings a very long time ago, all handmade. It was just so amazing to see.
Had you seen anything like it before?
No, I've never seen anything like it before, other than the pyramids. Knowing that they did it such a long time ago, wow. You walk in and you just change your perspective on so many things.
By the way, both of you, may I ask where your families come from?
My background is Egyptian. My mum was born in Syria, but background Egyptian for my dad.
And you?
My background's Moroccan, but both my mum and I were born in New Zealand, but my dad's from Morocco.
Isn't it a wonderfully complicated world?
Yes, it is.
So you saw all those things and you did your simulation and you learned about space. And what about coming back to your school in Sydney? Did the rest of the students think, nah, you think you're special, or were they interested to know what you'd done and so on?
It was interesting because everyone would ask me what was my favourite part and I couldn't explain to them. Because it was such an indescribable excursion, I couldn't explain to them why I loved it so much.
And do you want Australia to make sure that science and even space industry is fostered?
Yes. If I do something in science, specifically physics, I was either going to travel to America or China because Australia doesn't have such a strong program.
And in year 10, what are your plans?
I have such a broad interest in so many different things. I haven't exactly picked what field I even want to go into. So I've got 2 years. Science-wise, I'd love to go into that field, but I don't know yet.
Murray, what lessons after a trip like this?
Well, it's quite interesting to see when they're there and we're in the classroom, we're talking about Newton's laws and physics and biology and chemistry, to actually have them design and build rockets and then talk about how the rockets work and air pressure and chemical reactions, and then see them up on the simulators experiencing inertia in essentially a simulated zero gravity environment, and then having to speak to an astronaut and actually meet face to face and listen to his stories about how he went through and got to where he was and the things he's experienced. Trying to take that back now into the classroom is given ideas of what we can do to try and make our lessons more engaging. Gives us some ideas on different experiments we can try, different ways of teaching some of the concepts. So that's been really interesting for me, watching what they've done and going, okay, how can I replicate that in the classroom?
Principal, are you likely to do this again?
Absolutely. Our plan is to have a 2-year program. So every 2 years, our school will immerse itself in an international program where we visit Turkey. After we've returned, the school is just a buzz with teachers and students. One of the science teachers walked up to me after the first day and said, "Don't I know you've been to space camp? A has just been in class and we're doing the solar system and she's been there. She's talked to astronauts." He said, "It just brought so much into the classroom. Thank you very much." So yes, we're going to go ahead. We're already starting planning now because we've got a lot of funds to raise, but it's a program that'll go across the school. We've already done a presentation to staff showing them where the curriculum links are in food, textiles, science, maths, the humanities, and in 2016 we'll be off again, and hopefully the Global Friendship Society will be able to afford us a couple of scholarships so that it helps to reduce the cost. But the Space Camp exercise is just phenomenal.
And I've been made the Global Friendship Ambassador for Australia, and I've been given 12 scholarships for next year. So I'm looking for another school who's up for the adventure, maybe to 24 students. So I'm looking at maybe a rural and remote school or a central school somewhere out in the back of New South Wales who might be interested in joining in on this program.
What about the rest of Australia?
Oh, well, if they'd like to contact me through you, I'm sure we could work something out.
Well, there's an invitation you can't refuse. Jackie Slaviero, the Space Camp Ambassador, and before her, the Wiley Park Girls' School Principal, Maureen Davis. I also talked to Amina Harati-Farrow from Year 11 and Iman Nufal in Year 10, as well as Murray Henstock, science teacher. Details and pictures on the Science Show website, an inspiration for National Science Week.